Welcome to Ink and AI, a weekly 5-minute podcast where we explore how marketers can use AI to simplify their daily workflows. Join us every week as we experiment with new tools and techniques to uncover how we could make our complicated jobs just a little bit easier. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Ink and AI. In this week's episode, we're going to be talking about SlideMaker, which is a GPT that is available within the ChatGPT store. To begin, let's talk about SlideMaker's three top primary functions. Number one, creating comprehensive PowerPoint presentations. It specializes in generating PowerPoint presentations with more than 13 slides, ensuring each slide is informative and engaging. Number two, generating actual content. It focuses on generating real, meaningful content for each slide, tailored to the specific topic or subject matter requested. Number three, research and information gathering. When necessary, SlideMaker uses Bing to search the internet for the latest information, ensuring that the content in presentations is up to date and relevant. So when it comes to actually trying out SlideMaker, I had a pretty good experience. So to begin, I gave SlideMaker the topic of why you should invest in your mental health. And it began by asking three mandatory questions I had to answer. Number one, who the intended audience of the presentation was. For example, corporate employees, students, healthcare professionals. Number two, if there were any specific focus areas I wanted to include, such as workplace mental health, stress management, or the benefits of therapy. And number three, how many slides I wanted for the presentation. These questions were absolutely mandatory to begin its task of building a slide deck. Once these answers were submitted, SlideMaker generated a link within the ChatGPT window, which takes you to the SlideMaker website, where you'll have to wait a little bit before the slides are actually created. So when it actually generated the PowerPoint, what it created for me was 10 slides as specified, 11 technically if you include the title page, but all the points specified were not cited, and there were no statistics included as well, which overall weakens the content. I more or less expected generic content to be displayed on each of the slides, but I thought that there would be cited sources and quotes, and more than just three bullet points of text that is essentially generic information on the topic I presented. Also, another kind of source of disappointment is that the slides were displayed in a template that was very, very bland. So essentially, each slide was just filled with text, which is not a bad thing if you're starting a slide deck. But if you're looking to essentially present this slide deck, you'll have to do a lot of work in order to A, actually go through each of the bullet points and make sure that the content you're presenting is personalized to the topic that you are actually presenting on, and B, to actually make sure that the design is refined, especially if you are actually presenting something within your company or you're trying to impress certain clients. I would definitely go to Canva or another design tool that allows you to look for and find really well-designed PowerPoint templates to actually put the content in, because I would absolutely not use the generic white background plus this sort of blue theme on the side, the left-hand side template that SlideMaker was using. And because I chose a rather generic topic, I wanted to see how SlideMaker would react if I asked it to make a presentation on a product launch. And the product that I chose were vegan gummies. And in this time round, it actually asked more specific questions about the product's benefits, who the target consumer was for the product, as well as what competition I'm facing and what kind of points I wanted to highlight that were differentiators. So it definitely does ask different questions based on what you're trying to make the presentation on, but unfortunately, the final product is essentially the same, which is it takes a lot of generic points and headers that are somewhat related to your topic and puts them as text on a slide and just generates the number of slides that you want. So overall, I would say that SlideMaker is a really great way to begin a presentation on a topic that is not too specific, something a little bit generic. And it'll give you a lot of great content, as well as header ideas for what to put on your actual slide presentation. But if you want to create something that is final, that's polished, that's ready to present, SlideMaker is definitely not the right tool. However, it can help you get there by presenting you with the initial content on your PowerPoint presentation. Thanks again for listening to Ink and AI. Try giving SlideMaker a chance if you'd like to try it out. There's a link in the description of the episode. And thanks again for visiting Ink and AI, and we will see you again next week.